Miss Samantha Dalby, my dear friend, and one that I admire so much because I love the passion that you have, I love the drive that you have, and I love the mission that you're really on with all that you do. So thank you for being with us here on Perlusum.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, first, big question for you is, can you share with us what is Essential Trust Financial?
Yes. So Essential Trust Financial is my company that I started last year. So I've been in the financial services industry for 10 years now. And last year I started my own firm. So what we do is holistic financial planning, anything as far as investment accounts, 401k management, IRA management, insurance, annuities. So full scope financial planning. And I look at it from a holistic view. We look at as far as diversification within portfolios and your financial plan. And then as it moves into retirement, we also want to look at the tax diversification. So that's when I look at it from a holistic point of view. We incorporate many different investments and then really do put an emphasis on taxes, especially nowadays with our in the US here, our economy is $33 trillion in debt. So definitely taxes is something that is a concern. So that's where holistic financial planning really comes into play.
I really love to focus on that phrase, holistic financial planning. It's very, very important. I know there's a lot of crazy things going on when it comes to finances and in the world, but I really like how you focus on that. And again, you've been in the industry a long time, so that's why I see you as a subject matter expert. You know, congratulations on your recent year anniversary on your business. It's always a good milestone to reach. Who would you say are your ideal clients?
A good question. So, I can really work with any type of client, any age, any type, or any place in life. However, I really enjoy working with female entrepreneurs. So, I do believe female entrepreneurs are underserved in the financial industry. There's a lot of statistics. One recently that came out from Bank of America that 68% of financial or of women are interested in financial planning for their business, but they don't know where to start, or they feel that the industry is very male dominated and they don't feel comfortable asking, or they don't know where to turn. So, I really enjoy working with women who have businesses who are like-minded like myself. I have recently worked with a lot of medical professionals. So a lot of doctors I find really are great at earning money and they have great thriving practices. But as far as saving or putting a financial plan in place or an exit strategy, a lot of them unfortunately don't have that in place, which I can understand. They just get started. They get loans, they get equipment, and they just want to get on the ground and going, start paying off that student debt. And then when it comes to saving for themselves or their company, there's a little bit of loss in translation there, right? So, medical professionals, lawyers, I do work with as well. And then tech entrepreneurs is another one. I find a lot of tech entrepreneurs need help with aligning their finances with their goals as well.
With these female entrepreneurs that you're looking to really work with and continue to work with, what would you say the conversation is that you're looking to start with them?
For me, I am just huge on financial literacy and education. So when I first chat with anybody, but especially my female entrepreneurs, is I initially, when I meet with them, I go over education. So my first concept is tax diversification. So I'll go over a little presentation that goes over where your money is diversified as far as tax accounts. So is your money going to be taxed now, later, in the future? So we go over that and I just get a base level of education. I get an understanding of their goals. So that's really what I'm looking for with that conversation, is just bringing it to light, because where I find the main concern or area of opportunity is people just don't know, or they're not in touch with their finances, or they don't look at them. They have anxiety, but they haven't looked at it in 5 years. They hear there's inflation, they hear the markets are going down, but they haven't even logged into their investment account in 5 months. So I find that just putting people, bringing the conversation to light and asking questions, asking what accounts they have, and just getting it on a spreadsheet and kind of going over everything with them, that is important to me, bringing the education to light and having people, one, understand where their money's invested, why it's invested, and then also how it translates into income in the future for them. And also if it's aligned with their goals. So that's another big one that a lot of people think saving is for a specific reason. but I want to make sure it's aligned with your goals as a business owner. If you have a family, do you want to pass that business down? Do you want to transfer wealth down? Do you want your kids to figure it out on their own because you did that, right? So there's goals in place, and we want to make sure that your finances are aligned with that and you understand and you're educated as to why they are placed in certain ways.
Absolutely. Education is important in so many ways in all facets of life, but really when it comes to our finances, it's really honing in on the education there, right? I like how you really pick on the tax diversification right off the bat, because there's so much that can be seen, like from a transparency perspective, right? There's so much that can be seen, but there's so much that can be shown, and there's so much that can be learned from that first step. So there, I love the focus on the educational piece. What would you say is currently missing in your industry right now?
Financial services is a huge industry, and many different people have many different licenses. You have certified financial fiduciaries, you have certified financial planners. So there's all these different designations, and you read books and books will tell you, make sure it's a certified financial planner, make sure you have a fiduciary, make sure this. There's some that say fiduciary charges you fees. And with that, that's where I think there's a lot of lack of transparency, which the industry is actually, there's regulations in place that are really trying to gain a lot more transparency with that. But with that, I think people, the missing part is education, right? First and foremost, people need to be educated into, if you're dealing with an investment professional, do they have a Series 65 license? Can they invest in the stock market? Can they invest in, can they also sell you insurance? Can they do annuities, right? You want to know when you're meeting with someone what their capacity is, because if they can only sell you insurance, but yet you're looking for a lot more growth and you want to put your money in the market, you're way more aggressive, that might not be a good fit for you, right? And so you're not going to like their investment objectives for you. So if you're understanding education wise, hey, if I'm meeting someone, can they do everything I want to do? Are they a certified planner? And then with that, the transparency of asking what their fees are. A lot of people don't know that that's actually part of our regulation. Any client is allowed to ask us what we make, and we are required to be transparent and tell you that. So I love when clients ask me that, because you know I'm being transparent with you. I'm not gouging you for money. I'm very, very fair. And so that's something that I think people are not asking enough questions, because they don't have the education to ask that. And then I get clients that do that are, hey, what are your fees? Where do you get paid? Do I write you a check? Does the insurance company write you a check? So those are the two pieces. I just think education and then transparency.
Which is, again, very important when it comes to people's personal and professional finances. Absolutely. Because it's the key to everything that we do. So yeah. I really appreciate you sharing that. How would you say you were leading the way in your industry?
Why I'm different than most is I've had that. At a young age, I felt the emotional burden of poor financial planning, and I've firsthand experienced it, where for me, it's not just about the growth of your money or if you have a plan in place, what commission I'm making. I can physically see my family in these people's place, and I don't want them to lose their house. I don't want them to not be set up. I don't want them to not have a life insurance place policy in place. God forbid something happens to the breadwinner and then the wife has to struggle. So that's where I come from, a very understanding place. And I think that does set me apart, because I'm not here just looking to make a bunch of revenue. And I really do care about the long-lasting relationship with the client.
You've had a pretty powerful story, which you've shared with me before, and just which, you know, people can learn more about from you. But that's an amazing way to really lead the way, is take the personal story, the things that you've gone through, and really move that into making sure that other female entrepreneurs or other women don't go through the same type of thing. So I very much applaud you for that. I'm very grateful that you are here being a guiding light for those women and for others that are looking to really overcome those things or prevent those things from happening. Last question for you is, what would you say, or what advice would you have to someone younger who is looking to become someone just like you, looking to get into the financial planning industry?
I actually really enjoy the route that I took. So again, with financial services, there's many, many different routes you can take. You can work for a company, work for an individual brokerage, you can work for insurance, or you can work for like a Fidelity, an investment management, Charles Schwab. So I would say pick whatever specifically interests you the most and get industry experience. And that is what I did for 10 years. I worked for three different boutique insurance firms and then investment firm. And I just learned the ropes. I learned how they got clients, how they presented to clients. I learned internal strategies that they would use. And I just really learned concepts. And I was on the front line. So a lot of times if the advisor wasn't there, like I would be there helping walk the client through the application process or just learning the keywords, the verbiage. So that is something that I think is amazing, is just getting that experience and working with someone, because being in the industry, being on front lines and selling, meeting with clients is so different than reading the book and reading the licensing exam and all of that. So it's definitely an amazing field, but make sure you work with a few people first, learn the ropes, learn how to start a firm if that is your goal, right? And just really learn from mentors or industry experts, because there's so much to learn. There's so much creative strategy out there that I think that was my favorite, was just getting that one-on-one training. And now I have resources. So now that after last year, when I started my firm, I have so many connections that I can reach out to that, God forbid, you know, I need help or I need advice on something, or I want to, you know, run a creative strategy. Like I have those resources in place, which is really, really powerful.